Title: Federal Circuit's Determination on Whether Fraudulent Conduct in Obtaining Incontestable Status Warrants the Mark's Cancellation. Content: Ingrate Concepts, LLC v. Cheddar, Inc. The Federal Circuit decided on whether the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board can cancel a trademark based on the inclusion of false statements in a declaration to obtain an incontestable status for the trademark. Background: Great Concepts applied for and received trademark registration for Dantana S. Registration number 2929764, the 764 mark, for a restaurant in 2006, Cheddar, Inc. S. Cheddar, predecessor in interest, Dantana, petitioned the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board to cancel the 764 mark based on an alleged likelihood of confusion with Tana S. Common Law Dantana mark for restaurant services. The cancellation proceeding was suspended during the pendency of a trademark infringement lawsuit that Tana filed against Great Concepts. In that litigation, the district court granted summary judgment of non-infringement in favor of Great Concepts, which the 11th Circuit affirmed on July 15, 2010. The board then dismissed the cancellation action in December 2010 based on Tana's failure to respond to its order to show cause. While the two aforementioned proceedings were pending, in March 2010, Great Concepts' former attorney filed with the USPTO a single document containing a portion for a Section 8 declaration of use and another portion for a Section 15 declaration of incontestability of the 764 mark, which included the following statement: "There is no proceeding involving said rights pending and not disposed of either in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or in the courts." In July 2015, Cheddar again petitioned for cancellation of the 764 mark, this time based on the attorney's declaration containing false statements. In this proceeding, the board held that the Section 15 declaration was fraudulent and canceled the 764 mark. Great Concepts appealed. Issues whether Section 14 of the Lanham Act permits the board to cancel a trademark's registration due to the owner's filing of a fraudulent Section 15 declaration to acquire incontestability for its mark. Holding Section 14 of the Lanham does not permit the board to cancel a trademark based on the owner's fraudulent Section 15 declaration. Majority's reasoning: the Federal Circuit majority, Judges Stark and Dyke, held that making fraudulent statements on a Section 15 declaration for obtaining incontestability status is not committing fraud in maintaining or obtaining a registration, which are both actionable in a Section 14 cancellation proceeding. First, the majority held that a Section 15 declaration is not necessary to maintain a trademark registration because it simply relates to the trademark's status as incontestable. Furthermore, the fact that the single filing contained both a Section 8 declaration of use, which is necessary to maintain a trademark, and a Section 15 declaration of incontestability, which is not, does not transform the purpose of the entire document to maintaining a registration. Instead, the fraudulent statement was specifically in the Section 15 portion of the declaration, and so the fraud was not committed to maintain the trademark. Next, the majority held that fraud in making the Section 15 declaration does not result in the trademark being obtained fraudulently. Based on plain meaning, obtain is synonymous with acquire or gain possession of. Although the Section 15 declaration allows Great Concepts to obtain something, what was obtained was the mark's incontestable status and not a new registration, which are different rights. Therefore, fraud committed in connection with obtaining an incontestable status is distinctly not fraud committed in connection with obtaining the registration itself. Furthermore, Section 14 lists the bases for canceling a registered mark, and fraud committed in connection with an incontestability declaration is not among the listed bases. The majority found that this omission was intentional, and canceling a mark based on false statements in the Section 15 declaration cannot be an inferred basis because Congress considered this very situation in Section 33(b), which allows the accused infringer to challenge the incontestability of a mark by asserting that the incontestable status was fraudulently obtained. The remedy for such an event is the loss of the incontestable status, not the cancellation of THC.